Today we pray for the prisons, juvenile halls, prisoners, and workers in San Bernardino County. The Bureau of Corrections and Jails operates the jail and work release programs in our county with 4 adult jails. They house inmates during their court process and for those getting ready to be sentenced. There's 7,400 jail beds, an average of 5,000 inmates a day, and 85,000 booked annually. That's a lot of people running through. They could sure use our prayers. They also include the rehab programs focused on lowering recidivism and helping inmates transition back into the community. So, Father God, we lift up all those involved with the 3 detention centers, the central one in San Bernardino, the High Desert one in Adelanto, the West Valley one in Rancho Cucamonga, and the Glen Helen Rehab Center in DeVore. We pray for the workers to be safe, to find ways to handle the inmates with justice and mercy, and enjoy healthy respites from what they see and experience. Bless their families and their time with them. We ask the inmates be separated appropriately, divine ways to bring the fear of the Lord, repentance for their actions, and change lives. May the books and information provided them be useful and helpful, not harmful. We pray for visitors that will bring good news and encourage support when they transition out, for businesses to take in convicts who've paid for their time and are truly trying to stay away from repeat offenses. We have federal, state, and juvenile prisons in our county. The U.S. Penn in Victorville, high security of 1,235 inmates. The Federal Correction Institute in Victorville, it's a medium 2 with 1,573 inmates, and there's a medium 1 that houses both male and female, 1,465 male, 249 female. The California Institute for Men is in Chino and has 4 facilities housing at different levels of crime. It's almost 4,000 beds. We also have the Central Valley Juvenile Detention and Assessment Center with 280 beds in San Bernardino and a High Desert Juvenile Detention Center in Apple Valley. Father God, we know that both young and old people who've been sentenced need to understand the punishment for their crimes and for their actions, and that there are consequences. May they be deterred from repeating the same or other crimes. May they find people when they get out and during their time incarcerated to support and help them raise the bar of their standards, to find ways that give them purpose and value. Heal the wounds of their past, the many who came from dysfunctional homes. May you, O Lord, the potter, put them back together by the power of the Holy Spirit. May those overseeing these inmates who have been sentenced anywhere from a short stay to the rest of their lives work with the inmates with safe protocols balanced with grace and mercy. May the workers find ways to fill their minds outside of the prisons with good news, that they would be able to see some prisoners change and it be from the work of Jesus transforming them. May the temptation to feel discouraged and disillusioned in the prison process be overcome by the testimony of a few fully changed and living as good citizens. May Jesus be Lord over every prison, every correction center, every rehab, every juvenile hall, every worker, every facility, every officer that has to work with them, bringing them in, taking them out, overseeing them. Be Lord of these areas, and may we see good things start to happen and less criminals and less inmates in the mighty name of Jesus.